Okay, well, let's talk about a little bit about the advisory bodies. The three advisory bodies, ICOMOS, ICROM, and IUCN, are the three formally associated with the convention. And my first question is, do you know why they were chosen and why other international organizations were not chosen? Are you aware of all that background?
No, I'm not actually.
I'm not either. That's why I'm
No,
asking the
that's
question.
interesting.
There must have been a lot of vying for that position at the time.
Well, certainly on the cultural side, more I don't think in the, this sounds arrogant. I don't think in the, on the natural side there would have been all that much difficulty because of the preeminent role that IUCN already enjoyed in the protected areas field. This was established through the 60s, so by 1972 it was already kind of wide, and many of the key people who played a part in creating the convention from the natural side, particularly people from the States, were also key people in IUCN and what was then called CNPPA, the Commission on National Parks and Protected Areas, WCPA now. So I think it was kind of it was logical, because whereas bodies like WWF, which were already in being, were seen essentially as pressure groups and fundraisers. I mean, there's much more to WWF than that, but that was the perception. IUCN was seen as, in quotation marks, scientific and objective in this field. So, but I just don't know about ICOMOS and ICROM. It does raise the question as to whether that arrangement set up in stone in 1972 is still relevant. And I think there are some. Well, it's obviously not helpful for the committee to have half a dozen bodies advising it. And they got in a tangle when they had two. I think one area which I don't think is adequately covered and falls between the two is the cultural landscape area. And I think it's because it's in the nature of landscape and landscape issues that it is a meeting ground between different disciplines and concepts. And meeting grounds are quite difficult to represent in professional institutes. It's probable that if you did it now, you might ask IFLA, the International Federation of Landscape Architects, to fulfill that role with a very specific charge upon them to be consulted on landscape matters. And another area within IUCN's expertise, which has been revealed as being quite a problem, is that IUCN is essentially about the biological sciences, and it doesn't have much expertise on the earth sciences. And yet, that's criteria, what is it now?
Yeah, it
Seven.
was no, it's now Criterion 8.
But look at the sites on the list. It'll just take the United States. I mean, the Grand Canyon, it has some biodiversity interest, but it's not really there because of its biodiversity interest. Carlsbad Caverns, similarly. Even the Glacier, so and the whole range of other ones too, are sites there essentially because of the drama of earth sciences. And the convention recognizes that, and IUCN struggles a bit with that. And we did special arrangements for the Institute of Geological Sciences, or what is it not called, the Institute now. Anyhow, it's the bit of ICSU that deals with earth sciences and so forth. So I think that relying exclusively on those three organizations probably no longer gives the convention quite the breadth of expertise it needs.